Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the For Him podcast. For this episode, I'm talking on something that I recently realized, something that honestly changed the way that I try to lead others to Jesus. And it's that living for Christ is your most convincing argument. As Christians, we spend so much time thinking the most powerful thing is the perfect thing to say, or the perfect verse, the perfect emotional testimony or debate, and the perfect answer, but Scripture teaches us that the most powerful witness is actually the way that you live when Christ becomes your life. The way that you respond to pain, or the way you treat people, the way you forgive when the world says to hold a grudge. Overall, just the way you choose holiness in a world that says compromise is normal. It says in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." He says, see, not debate, not argue, not prove, see. This teaches us that people should see Christ in your life before they ever even hear Christ from your mouth. Because I don't know about y'all, but it's so much more convincing to me that something is truth, or that something is real, when I see that in action rather than just hear about it. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about the fact that living for Christ is your most convincing argument. First, I think it's really important to keep in mind that we plant seeds, we don't convert hearts. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, it says, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave the growth." This is really freeing, because as a Christian, you don't have to save anyone or convince anyone or be the Holy Spirit. All that God asks of us as disciples of Him is that you live aligned with Him, you pray over the soil of hearts, you sow grace, gentleness, truth, consistency, and He will take care of the rest. He is the one that does the supernatural part. In this, what I have found to be helpful is to focus more on who He is and less on who you're not. So many Christians witness from insecurity, thinking, "I don't know enough, I'm not good with theology, I don't have the right personality to spread the gospel." But when your eyes shift from your inadequacy to His sufficiency, witnessing becomes overflow and not effort. Our faith is most compelling not when we look flawless, but when we look surrendered. A friend once said something that has stuck with me since, and that is, "What if you are someone's only Bible?" Meaning the only exposure to Jesus that someone may get is witnessing the lives of those who follow Him, or you as a Christian. And there are people who will never step foot in church, but they will read your life every single day. Some people meet the character of Jesus first through the way that you love them consistently with no hidden agenda. So no pressure, but this is the spiritual responsibility that comes with committing to Him, which is why it's so significant to distinguish between performing Christianity and embodied Christianity. There's definitely a difference, and we see it a lot in today's society, between appearing Christian and living Christ-formed. It's kind of that term that people use, culturally Christian, is more so just appearing Christian or claiming to follow Christ but not actually reflecting that in the way that you live. And Performing Christianity is behavior management, it's image maintenance, while embodied Christianity is Christ formation from the inside out. One exhausts you because you're trying to play this role that you simply just trying to fill shoes that you cannot fill, trying to put a mask on and act as if you are something that you truly deep down are not. But the other transforms you whenever Christ has truly came into your life and changed you, and you've gotten to know him and you've surrendered to him and you desire to live for him, repent, follow him, all of these things, people can sense the difference almost immediately and see the transformation that is one that only God is capable of. This world does not need any more polished Christians. It needs transformed ones. Christians who truly live for Christ are the same ones who are helpful in fueling the faith of others, bringing people closer to God, and therefore ultimately glorifying him. Because on the opposite end, the sad reality is that many people reject Christians before they've ever actually rejected Christ. I've seen this far too often, and it makes me really sad that it's the people who claim Christ who turn others away from the real, perfect, and loving Christ, which is just so unfair and backwards. When sometimes the barrier isn't that people don't want Jesus, but they don't want the hypocrisy that comes with some that claim to follow him. And some people's belief is not rooted in misunderstanding Jesus, but misunderstanding him because Christians didn't represent him well. And that's why the way that we live has so much weight and matters so much. And step one in knowing how to live for him is loving him enough to spend time with him. Because you are unable to reflect a God that you don't actually sit with, you know nothing about, you don't know how to live for or what he calls you to do and be as someone who follows him. Your witness won't be strong if your intimacy with him is weak. You can't embody a God you only occasionally speak to. The way that you live must come from him, or it will just become pressure and not true fruit of the Spirit. So, all of that said, let's get practical and discuss some ways that we can live this out. First, I would say responding slow instead of being reactive is really big. It says this in James 1:19. It talks about being quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Also, choosing forgiveness publicly and quietly, as well as praying for others, whether that be out loud or in private, and letting your convictions be consistent, not situational, because people respect consistency. Lastly, not trying to be impressive, but just being real. Testimony doesn't speak to perfection, it speaks to grace. And the personal part of all of this is that, like I said, I recently have realized that my words alone weren't bringing the benefit that I wanted to see in the people that I love. And I instead found that leading by example and letting Christ live through me and just praying to him for others is so much more efficient and effective than anything I could possibly say, because it's him who holds the power for transformation and not me. So, if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that when Jesus is visible in your life, you don't chase influence. People naturally lean in because they see this peace that he gives that just cannot be explained. And this is how we bring God glory. Not just by what we preach, but by what we embody. Because the way that you live might be the loudest sermon that someone ever hears. So join me in letting this weigh on your heart and influence the way you live with grace, walking in transformation, and keeping an eternal mindset. And most importantly, continuing to take those steps towards and for him. Thank you all so much for listening. I know this was a very short episode, but sometimes it's nice to have just a quick little reminder of who we're called to be as Christians and how to effectively bring other people to God, because I know that this was something that has been, like I said, weighing on my heart, and that I needed to do a little bit of reflecting on myself anyway. So I thought maybe somebody else is in the same position. But yeah, like I said, thank you all so much for listening, and I just want to pray the episode out and pray over anyone who has taken the time to hear what I have to say today. So, God, I thank you so much for this podcast. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for just using me through this podcast and through these episodes to speak your word and to help bring others closer to you and ultimately fuel my faith as well in doing this. I pray that you just help us as Christians to be reminded of how to carefully approach spreading your word and doing it with the fruits of the Spirit, being kind, being gentle, having self-control, and ultimately just reflecting you in both the way that we speak on you, but also how we live. And I pray that that would be enough to sow seeds and that we trust you to water them and that we can just be vessels of your kingdom and glorify you more and more. I thank you so much for the work that you're doing in and through both myself and the listener. And yeah, we love you so much, Lord. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.